The next case is 001168 Russell A. Kelm versus Amy K. Kelm.
May it please the court, I have a bad case of laryngitis today. Excuse my voice. My name is Russell Kelm, and I am the appellate in this case. This case involves two principal issues before you today. One is whether arbitration appropriate means to determine child custody issues in a divorce in Ohio. And second, whether a consent order may be appealed by one of the parties who signed that order.
Kelm, when a trial court looks or reviews even the agreement of a parties for custody and visitation, the trial court's interest is the best interest of the child, not of the parties, right, the contract.
Correct.
Doesn't doesn't your argument avoid that basic, pretty basic principle of domestic relations law, that it's the judge who reviews, that looks out for the welfare of the child? Sometimes the parents aren't as concerned about the child as they are about who gets the child.
Right.
As we all know. And isn't that the problem with arbitration being appealed only pursuant to the statute that's for fraud and those kinds of issues?
Not at all, Your Honor, because as this court held in the prior Kelly decision, the arbitrator is bound by those same standards as the trial judge is. And the only thing that changes is the manner of appeal. So that the arbitrator is bound by the same best interest of the child standard that the trial judge in the domestic relations court would be, and has to make his decision consistent with that. Now, in determining an appeal, if you're appealing from a child custody decision by a domestic relations judge, and you review the factual basis for a custody decision, the standard of review is abuse of discretion. Abuse of discretion is a hard standard to overcome. That means that our courts of appeals don't freely review all the facts de novo in a child custody dispute. They have very restricted review under the current statutory scheme. And all you're saying in arbitration is that the parties are agreeing to be bound by that determination by the arbitrator, regardless of the outcome, and that their only appeal rights are the ones under the arbitration statute. If it was fraud in the procurement of the award, if the review regulator is proceeding, they weren't allowed to present their arguments, all the standard arbitration appeal rights.
Supposing at arbitration you win, and the other side refuses to honor the arbitration award.
Sure.
Where does contempt come in? It's got to go back to the court, doesn't it?
Well,
arbitrator can't hold anybody in contempt.
There's two ways you can proceed. One is to demand arbitration of the contempt issue and then try and get confirmation in the trial court.
I think we're trying to end all this. This has been, what, 9 years?
I think you're not the only one trying to end all this.
Almost since I've been here.
You're not the only one trying to end.
Is there something we can do to finally say, it's over, enough's enough? And what that was my other question. Isn't one of the children now of age?
No, 17.
17, I remember reading, but I thought by the time it got here, it was probably older than 17. Yeah. So.
And Justice Douglas, my intent in making this appeal is that arbitration be the final decision of the issue submitted to arbitration, and that no appeal would be affected by either side. And I think that's the intent of arbitration in all disputes.
It is.
And this court for the last 100 years has supported that concept in arbitration without wavering at all, not wavering once from that concept.
But we have a way to confirm arbitration awards by going to the court and then forcing the arbitration award to be carried out. In this case, if whichever side won, if the other side decided to ignore the arbitrator's award or decision, if you will, then you've still got to go back to court for the contempt.
Well, unless the parties have the option to demand arbitration of whether they comply with it and have the arbitrator order contempt.
So you want to arbitrate the arbitration?
Well, don't you do that in a domestic court proceeding? If you have an order entered and one party violates, you go back and ask for a decision on whether they violated the original order. It's the same thing. Now, there are equitable powers of arbitrators that have been enforced on how consistently over the years. In labor arbitrations, they can order reinstatement, which is an equitable power. There's no power that a judge has. My opponent argues you can't appoint a guardian ad litem with an arbitrator. That's nonsense. The arbitrator has every power that a judge has. It has every enforcement ability that a judge has.
Except contempt.
Well, I think he can find him in contempt, but you have to get confirmation in the court. The party does have the option, Your Honor, in any arbitration proceeding, not to seek arbitration, but to go directly to the court to enforce. So you can waive any arbitration right that you have, but you have the right to go back and ask for arbitration of any issue. Now, the two arguments that are made against arbitration in the three courts that have found that it's not, that it shouldn't be applied in one district in Ohio and one district in New York, are the parents' patriae argument that it's the best interest of the child is the duty of the state to enforce. But if you review the case law that decides on parents' patriae issues and other matters involving domestic proceedings, it's only the state's burden to exercise its authority when the parents are disabled or unable to perform their duties as parents. The state does not take over for our children until we don't provide for our children. And if the decision in arbitration on child custody is who between two capable adults should care for children, the state has no interest in that, no parent's patriotic interest whatsoever. It's only when both parents are disqualified and the state takes over that parents' patriotic interest arises. The second issue is the limited appeal. And as I said before, the burden in a normal appeal for a child custody determination is abuse of discretion standard. The arbitration review standard is higher. It's much more difficult to overturn. But the standard normally in court proceedings is very difficult. Now, one of the options available in this court in structuring arbitration child custody disputes is to do what other courts have said, and said that the appellate review can allow a determination by the appellate court to require a determination that the best interest of the child has been covered by the prior decision of the arbitrator. The fact is, the arbitrator is governed by those standards anyway, as are trial judges, and there's no reason to believe that arbitrators aren't going to proceed in the best interest of the child. The further difficulty that's created by the decision is what is the best interest of the child, and what kind of an excuse is that to meddle in a factual determination by a trial judge or an arbitrator to determine what exactly should be done in any particular arbitration proceeding involving child custody or any court proceeding involving custody. That standard is a very difficult one to put any limits on, put any controls whatsoever. So if you adopt the best interest of the child review standard rather than just an arbitrator standard, what you're doing is saying arbitration is really not going to be used in Ohio because the appellate courts can substitute their judgment for that of the arbitrator. And I don't think you want to go down that path, either in the child custody arbitration or in any other kind of arbitration. Now, finally, I'd like to talk about the second issue, and that's whether you can sign an agreement to arbitrate. You can get a court order enforcing that arbitration agreement, and then you can subsequently challenge that agreement in court. And there's a long line of decisions in this court and the appellate courts around the state saying that a consent order entered by the parties cannot be subsequently challenged on any grounds. So if the parties to this divorce agreed to arbitrate this dispute, neither party can subsequently go back into court and challenge that arbitration.
But isn't the magic word that you use a consent order? Only the court can order. So
that's
could
correct.
Not a court refuse to, quote, honor, if you will, the agreement of the parties to arbitrate?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
Well, a dissolution. The predicate for a dissolution is a separation agreement approved by the court.
Correct.
If there's agreement to arbitrate in the separation agreement, can't the court refuse to accept that?
It could. It didn't in this case.
Okay, I understand. So even in where it is not a dissolution, the consent order that you talk about, a court could refuse an arbitration agreement even though agreed to by the parties?
Initially. The issue here is whether they can do it subsequently.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. But you keep talking about the consent order. You're talking about a consent order in this case.
Right. I'd like to reserve time for that.
Thank you, Mr. Kelm. Mr. Hillman.
First, I'd like to apologize to Justice Douglas for this case taking 9 years. And this portion of the case started by a very, very simple statement that I made to my client and in the court. And that was, look, I'm an officer of this court, and custody being subject to arbitration is wrong. I must raise it. And that's about the extent of the argument that existed in the trial court, except for presenting them, obviously, the cases that supported me with me, too. That yielded this. The basic reason I am here is because these two children did not agree to anything. They are not of an age to contract, either now or certainly at the time the parents were having their own financial war. What this allowing a child's destiny to be determined by parents who are busy getting a divorce and fighting over other issues is improper. A child whose parents can afford to hire an attorney, to create an arbitration agreement, to enforce an arbitration agreement, and to get one before the court and hopefully sign and make it a priority, are protected differently than those parents who just don't do it. In this case, I looked at, I read.
Could you explain how the outcome to the children is apparently going to be fundamentally different if there's a dispute that is resolved by a qualified person who is called an arbitrator rather than a qualified person who is called a judge or a magistrate?
Well, first of all, the arbiter in this case does not go through any qualification. All we do is one side picks five people that do domestic work that they like best. The other side picks five people that they like best. Then, assuming we can't agree on which one of the other person's five people we like, you put them in a hat and draw them out. That is truly a selection of a... Is that how judges are elected? We put all the names in a hat, we say, okay, pick the first name out, and if they can hear this case in 30 days, that's our judge.
Well, to be a domestic relations judge,
that's pretty cool.
We have a great deal of screening. Presumably, once they're there, do the work, or they become well qualified.
In Franklin County, Ohio, the first year that judge is there, that judge hears 2,000 cases. Yes. If it's only on the job training in 1 year, 2,000 cases. So I would say that if a person is not an expert domestic relations individual when they become elected a judge, give them a year. And all of our judges, except the brand new one that's there now, have had more than that 1 year. And they'll have 2,000 cases which they have read, which they have analyzed, and which now they have discussed with four other judges. And you have it. You give me an attorney who's been practicing, and I think 10 years, and I think I've pretty well gotten, well, some of them a little more, but 10 years. He's picked as an arbiter. He has had 20 domestic relations cases, one trial. Now he's an expert. I don't see it. The problem, too, is that when I pick the judge, when I pick that judge, or the judge picks me, just whoever shows up is the one to get. But once that happens, then I am looking at, if this judge just blows it, they don't know what they're doing. And I've got a court of appeals. I've got a guardian ad litem report that I can take to the Court of Appeals and say, look, this guardian ad litem verified that everything I said was true. These children in this particular environment are in danger.
I guess, counsel, though, someone could turn your argument around the other way and say, which would you prefer, somebody who's looking at 2,000 cases? What kind of review are you going to get? Or somebody who's looking at, you know, one that they're getting paid to do well? I mean, I'm not sure the argument holds up in all regards.
Well, first of all, let me reverse yours. Are they paid well? The answer is no. Our arbiter got $300 and spent quite a bit of time on the case.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. And the other thing is yes, I would. You know, if you're asking me, do I want the person who's going to be so meticulous because they're building their first house to build my house, or I want the person who built 2,000 houses to build my house, I'm going to say, give me the one who built 2,000 houses. The one who's being so meticulous may not know which end of the hammer to use.
I think we can argue this ad infinitum. Let me ask you, is the is an arbitrator bound by the same body of law with respect to, a trial judge has to be concerned about the best interest of the child by statute and by case law. Is an arbitrator bound by that same law?
No.
Isn't that, you didn't make that argument in brief, I guess I wondered why, because that seems like a fairly, is that not an important point?
Well, you know, you can say morally, are you bound, and the guy lies and says, yeah, morally I'm bound, but he doesn't really care.
Well, but the point is...
No, he's not bound.
Yeah, well, okay.
And
I'd like to go to the law in this case. These are good policy arguments, and they're interesting, but Mr. Kelm makes the point that the surrounding states and so many other states, the trend seems to be to permit arbitration in these kinds of matters. You meticulously go through each state on page 2, I think, of your brief, or 3, with regard to what each state really says. Now, how could there be such disagreement between the two of you? I haven't gone back and pulled out all of the cases that each of you cited, because you depend on the briefs for that. But when you say that New York really has your language with regard to New York, I found to be very interesting. It didn't appear that you thought that New York did what he said. The inherent power of the courts to safeguard the welfare of children are not dissipated by a separation agreement, provides for settlement of custody disputes and related matters by some arbitration tribunal. You both agree on that one.
On New York, and I will quote from the case, it says, after the arbitration award has come in, the court may properly exercise its powers for the welfare and substantial best interest of the children. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
There's a review. It isn't binding.
Okay, now he says, I think his argument is that's an aberration with regard to all the other states. For instance, you say Pennsylvania, trial court is not bound by arbitrator's child custody determination. Or Michigan, the arbitrator is a substitute for the judge and his decisions can be appealed just as any other court decision. I don't think he disagrees with that, but he says that you can't arbitrate, and each of these seem to say you can arbitrate.
Well, I'll speak in generality rather than treat each case, I don't have time to. But the majority, the vast majority of these cases deal with child support, okay? They don't deal with child custody. And they separate out, you know, one is money, one is best interest. And so when you say, is arbitration allowed? I've got to say yes. I don't like to say yes because I think it's wrong even in child custody or child support. But I have to say yes. Yes, they allow it. But one, they either allow a review of it, or two, they don't even talk about child custody. They say, no, custody doesn't belong to us. And the ones who do allow custody, it's more like our local rules of arbitration. We have a three-person panel, and that the court reviews, stuff like that. So it's nothing like what we're dealing with in Ohio.
With regard to the basic agreement to arbitrate, is my recollection correct that your client, on the first time arbitration was requested on anything, I think it was property division, objected to the arbitration?
I know there was an objection to the arbitration.
I mean, we heard that case, didn't we?
Oh, yes. And that case ultimately came up here. That's correct. It had to do, it had to do with temporary child support and temporary alimony,
yes.
I believe is what it was. And also attorney's fees involved with those things.
Right. I remember now.
Yeah, and that did come up.
And didn't we say arbitration was proper with those?
For those money issues, the answer was yes.
Okay. So there's been a continuing objection to the arbitration agreement.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I followed this court's previous decision in this case, asked for arbitration on child support, received an arbitration award, and I'm still waiting for it to be confirmed, and it'll be 11 months. So much for the speed of arbitration. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hillman. Mr. Kelm, you've saved a little over 2 minutes of your time.
Thank you.
let's be clear on the issue that's really before this court, on who really decides child custody. In Franklin County, if you have a contested child custody case, it doesn't go to the judge, it goes to a magistrate. And the magistrate's experience in domestic relations counseling required by arbitration in this case.
No. Let's not talk about experience. We can talk about that, you know, forever. But is not the magistrate and the court, aren't they bound by law with respect to the best interest of the child that does not bind the arbitrator?
No.
Or do you disagree with that?
Absolutely wrong.
The arbitrator must follow.
The arbitrator is bound to follow the law of whatever. Justice Douglas, in response to one of your questions, Mr. Shulman, in the Sheets versus Sheets case in New York, the court held that in order to appeal an arbitration award in child custody, you had to show that the award, quote, adversely affects the welfare and best interest of the child. That's a pretty heavy standard. Now, it said in that case that arbitration of custody and visitation should be encouraged. Mr. Hillman says that the cases I cite to you don't involve child custody. Every single one of those cases in the 11 states was a child custody case. Every single one of them was a child custody case.
But you conceded that all of Michigan
Michigan. Michigan is the only case, the only state that talks simply about in the abstract that arbitration appeals are under the arbitration statute subject to those.
But the rest of them allow best interest.
But they say something about best interest in one way or the other.
You're arguing to us that that should be allowed in Ohio.
I don't believe the statutory scheme in Ohio provides for that. You can craft an opinion in this case that provides the appellate court to review the best interest of the child standard. I'd like someone to set forth what that standard is and how you really review on the basis of that.
But the initial review would be by the trial court to confirm it.
Correct.
Yes, so you said Court of Appeals, but it initially would be reviewed under the arbitration statutes.
Right.
By
confirming the arbitration
right.
Court. I think in summary that we've done three arbitrations in this case, one on financial issues, two on child support. The last arbitration, Mr. Hillman talked about, is the trial judge. It's a lay case. If you get the arbitration done in 30 days. The arbitrator is Jeffrey Grossman, who's most people would say is the most qualified domestic relations lawyer in Columbus. Now, can you say that Judge McGee Brown, who's our trial judge, who had 8 years of experience before assuming the bench, is more qualified? I don't want to get on this standard.
No, but you need to
get picked.
Your voice is still strong, but your red light's on. Your time is up. Thank you, Mr. Kim. The case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion.